It's a bit surreal, honestly. You come into the season with expectations just to make a bowl, and you look through the schedule and you see teams like Louisville and South Carolina that are really good teams that have been there before, and you think, oh, if we can get a win against one of those, that'd be great. But I don't think any of us ever expected to be in the BCS Bowl, but now that we are, you kind of don't know what to do with yourself. You know, like, it's something that you could never expect and something that you were just hoping for going into the season.
Did you have a rough idea that it might pan out this way, just looking at the players that have been on the roster for UCF at the start of the season?
I thought that the key game was definitely Louisville. If we could beat them, then we had a great shot because, you know, it's all about winning the conference for the BCS bid. So if we could beat Louisville, I thought, you know, obviously we'd have a great shot. And looking at the roster, you have a quarterback who's proven that he can win games, and good wide receivers and good running backs. But going into the season after watching Louisville beat Florida, it seemed like, you know, Louisville was a team that could play for a national championship, let alone, you know, win the AAC. But after beating Louisville, you know, everybody's expectations and everybody's nerves got up because now we control our own destiny to, you know, the ultimate goal.
And you mentioned the quarterback there, Blake Bortles. I read recently that he's being scouted for the NFL at this point, so clearly he's got a long way to go as well.
Yes. You know, Blake's a junior, I believe, and he definitely has the makeups to be an NFL quarterback. I mean, he's got a good arm, he's big-bodied, he can run. You know, as a UCF fan, I'd love to see him come back next year, but if what's best for him is the NFL, then, you know, the UCF community will be 100%, you know, supporting him, because him going to the NFL can only help UCF as a school.
Thinking back to some of those games, I mean, some of the wins for UCF have been pretty narrow. What's it like for a fan being in the stands, or, you know, watching on TV or whatever, and seeing those wins? Is it tough for you to sit there and have it go down to the wire like that, or does it make it more exciting?
No, it's extremely difficult. I mean, the fan caliber that we are, we take it so seriously, and too seriously to a certain degree, that watching the team start to lose, you know, really affects us. I mean, it really makes us upset. And I can remember we were watching the Temple game, the game that J.J. Wharton had that amazing catch. I spent the last 2 minutes of that game outside, watching on the porch as my friends were watching inside, because I couldn't handle it. Because we take it so seriously that, you know, this is like, I don't want to say our kid, but this is like our kid. We want to watch it grow, and every time it comes down to the wire, it's tough to watch.
But it makes those highs much, much sweeter, I suppose.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing better than to, you know, struggle your way through a game and then find a way to win at the end, and, you know, with a couple seconds left. I mean, it's entertaining afterwards, but before it happens, oh, it kills you.
Do you think that this team, is this something that, you know, the way this team's built up this season, is this something that's going to last into next season and beyond, or is it a flash in the pan, do you think?
You know, it depends on a couple things. Obviously, Blake leaving would hurt the program a little bit, but, you know, we have great wide receivers coming back, great running backs coming back. The defense, I mean, we've been killed by injuries on defense, so we got a lot of freshmen who are starting on defense, which is great going forward because you have a lot of people who have experience actually playing games, which is probably the most important thing. And, you know, we're on national TV every week. So, I mean, that helps recruiting tremendously, seeing people in the stands, and we're winning games. I mean, that's where you build a program. You don't build a program by, you know, having cool unis or anything like that. You have to win at the end of the day.